Despite Egypt's new constitution, Christians desperately need protection. Believers are being targeted in the Central African Republic, and it's not too late to get involved with an Easter basket project in Russia. We'll tell you how you can help on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Things are taking a turn for the worse in Egypt.
I think people should be watching very closely the situation in Egypt as it regards religious freedom.
Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says Christians and moderate Muslims were recently protesting outside Muslim Brotherhood headquarters in Cairo. Islamic radicals took the demonstrators to a nearby mosque.
They were abused and tortured inside that mosque and sort of left for dead.
Nettleton says
the fact that people would be taken from a protest and tortured, yeah, I think it's a very concerning sign of what direction things are going in Egypt.
Ask the Lord to protect his people in Egypt and pray for the country's leadership. You can also help by reaching out to government officials. Earlier this month, the U.S. gave Egypt $250 million in aid.
We don't want to pay people to torture our Christian brothers and sisters. Maybe these aid dollars need to be tied to some serious progress on some of these human rights issues.
Next, ethnic tensions are preventing a reunited Mali. A leadership vacuum created an all-out scrabble for control between Islamists and the Tuareg rebels. Baptist Global Response's Jeff Palmer says nearly 75,000 refugees fled with nothing but the clothes on their backs. They've teamed up with local churches to help nearly 500 families.
They don't have a lot of people that would step in to help them locally because of predominantly culture that's already there. But we've been able to step in with some local churches and partners in the South and respond to those who are moving down and leaving everything they have and finding some basic shelter for them and basics like food and health and hygiene kit.
The gospel? At a time like this, Palmer says yes.
It causes a time of question and a time of pause in people's lives to look for answers where they don't have any. And we are people who serve a God who has the answer in his son, Jesus Christ.
This is Mission Network News. It appears the rebels responsible for the Central African Republic's coup are cracking down on looters. However, the damage has already been done. Food prices skyrocketed overnight by 80%. Because the infrastructure's down, little else is known. An Open Doors co-worker who remained in the capital city says it appears Christian businesses, homes, and churches were targeted while Muslim properties remained untouched. Pray that their work won't be disrupted. Meanwhile, all kids like gifts. And how many kids do you know who enjoy a great story? Well, Soar International Ministries is doing both this Easter, but during Russian Easter, which is May 15th. According to Soar's Greg Mangione, Easter is a popular religious holiday there.
In Russia, Easter is celebrated in much the way, or maybe recognized religiously, the way we would recognize Christmas. People are more spiritually sensitive.
SOAR's responding with their Baskets of Hope. They hope to give 1,500 baskets away this year, but they need your financial support. It costs $35. The money collected is sent to church partners in Russia.
That helps fuel the local economy, that helps get the Russian people, the Russian church involved, so that this is as much a Russian project as it is an American project.
Your support is opening a door to an orphanage that otherwise would be closed to churches there. Kids and their adult caregivers actually hear the gospel. We have a link to SOAR's work at missionnetworknews.org. And many families read the Easter story this time of year, but what about listening to it? Faith Comes by Hearing has put together a dramatic audio recording of the account of Jesus' crucifixion and resurrection. The program is designed to engage all ages with multiple voices, musical backgrounds, and sound effects. Pray this audio recording of the Easter story reaches many people. Pray many turn to Jesus. Find the audio at missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. What if we miss God's word to us? Like Jonah, God has issued a call on all of our lives, but are we listening? Open Doors USA is offering the book Operation Nineveh, 39 Days with Jonah by Brother Andrew and Al Jansen. Are we running or willing to go wherever he sends us? Be challenged by this radical free book when you call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. Today's the last day. I'm Greg Yoder.